Hello, it's Thursday, January the 27th. We're in Revelation chapter 8. We saw yesterday the blowing of the first five trumpets. And I want to pick up a figure that John has in verse 13. After the fourth trumpet, the angel blew his trumpet, and a third of the sun was struck, and a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of their light might be darkened, and a third of the day might be kept from shining, and likewise a third of the night. This is just a picture. I don't think this is meant to be taken literally in any way. These are judgments of God, but they are restrained judgments of God. It's not yet the final judgment. But in verse 13, then I looked, I heard an eagle crying with a loud voice as it flew directly overhead. And you may have heard the screech of an eagle. I was in the northwest of our country fairly recently, and there were eagles flying in the air and making that screeching sort of sound. In the Old Testament, eagles are signals of destruction, God swooping down to catch some prey with his claws. And for example, in Deuteronomy 28:49, talks about a foreign nation, talking about Babylon in 587 BC, swooping down like an eagle. In Hosea chapter 8 and verse 1, put the trumpets to your lips, like an eagle the enemy comes against the house of the Lord. And this gives you, I think, a little glimpse as to what John is doing in the Apocalypse, in the book of Revelation. He is weaving together masses of images from the Old Testament, from books in the Pentateuch to the prophets. He's weaving together metaphor after metaphor, but all of them have an Old Testament sort of base to them. John has been studying his Bible, the Old Testament, and he's weaving together an apocalypse in a genre that's different from most of the books of the Bible. It's very similar in style to the second half, say, of the book of Daniel. Daniel 1 to 6 is fairly easy, and then when you turn to chapter 7, you're in another sort of world, another genre. Well, this is an impending judgment, God swooping down like an eagle. God is holy, God is righteous, and terrible events await the wicked, and great, great blessing await those who love the Lord Jesus. Well, we'll pick it up again next Monday, but for now, have a wonderful weekend.